We are living for danger in Tech Talk this morning. We're only on 3% charge, but we'll push ahead anyway. It's the original and best net nerd, Jace Squires. G'day, Jace.
Good morning, Brett. Mag, it feels like I'm running on 3% this morning. Gosh.
How low do you let your devices go before you charge them?
Well, in the wee hours of this morning, it was on 3%.
Oh, it was?
Quite literally 3%. I went, oh, I better plug that in and charge it while I get some snoozage before I tackle the next day. And yeah, woke up this morning, 100%. Oh, thank
there you
goodness
go.
For
we love a happy ending on Tech Talk. Yes. Now, Jace, you've been spending a bit of time in the wee small hours because you were up looking at what Apple were up to with their virtual launch. What excited you?
Absolutely. Goodies galore coming out of the Apple launch over there. Cupertino last week. iPads were probably the star of the event. Of course, virtually at the moment while the US still deals with their runnings on with the pandemic, and also seen AirTags. Now, you remember AirTags, how you've got these little disc shapes.
Yeah, you've explained these before.
These
yeah.
little disc shape yeah. features that have a little connection to Bluetooth back to your iPhone so that when you attach them to things that you might otherwise lose, you can beep, beep, and all of a sudden, oh, that's where my car keys are or that's where my wallet is. Or so you'd put them, you'd attach them to a key ring, you'd put them in your wallet, and they're basically, they're produced or sort of set out so you can put them in any particular place. They don't have to have certain conditions to exist.
So what sort of size are they, Jace?
Probably only about 50-cent pieces okay. from what I've seen. I obviously haven't seen them physically in person yet, as much as I would love to test them out. But, yeah, about the size of a 50-cent piece, work by Bluetooth back to your iPhone, and then hopefully, should the occasion rise that you lose stuff, you can flick the old switch on the phone and all of a sudden beep,
wow.
beep, beep. And
so my daughter, this is true, she's currently lost her AirPods. In a perfect world, she'd have some AirTags on her AirPods, and that would be a happy ending.
Well, you would hope so, yes. I'm not quite sure how they'd work attached to a wireless headphone, though. That's an interesting one. I'm assuming Apple, the brains just have come up with a reason or a way to get around that. But, yeah, the design of them allows them to go virtually anywhere. But into a wireless can, that's a very good question. I'll have to work on that one for you. So,
a bit of homework for you, Jace.
So the good old AirTags got a mention. Yep. There's new iMacs coming out, a smaller version of an iPhone, which is actually purple in colour, and some more stuff to do with Apple TV and some other goodies. So this was sort of their spring event leading up to the big one in September when we get the new iPhone. We'll get iOS 15. That's on the way as well. So they don't take much time off over there in Silicon Valley.
I thought this was the big launch, but there's another one coming up.
This is the first one. This is their spring. Oh. So this is the spring launch. So this is the first of the year. It's just normally they make a big deal about these things, but obviously at the moment with society in the social distancing realm that we're in, they have to have everything virtually just at the moment because the US, unfortunately, a little bit worse off than we are here in Oz, pandemic-wise.
Hey, Jace, good news for Mac users this morning.
Can't wait to see what this looks like. Now, might have heard the news a bit earlier in the year where Microsoft are releasing 2021 Office, that is, and also the new cloud version for Windows, but now they've introduced a Mac lineup to come out later on in the year as well. So it's going to be one of those parties over there in Microsoft land on the other side of Silicon Valley. When they launch cloud, they launch Office 2021 and the Mac. And, of course, you might not be aware of this, Brett, but you'd have heard in the past when the late Steve Jobs and the current CEO, Tim Cook, do their keynote presentation launch their new products. Keynote is simply the Apple equivalent of Microsoft's PowerPoint. So instead of saying a PowerPoint presentation, it's their keynote speech. So they're presenting in their version of PowerPoint, which is Keynote. And, of course, they call Pages the equivalent of Word. So when you go into Microsoft, it's Word. In Apple, it's Pages. And Excel for Microsoft is, ironically, Numbers on an Apple suite.
Again,
so
their marketing department being paid way too much, I would suggest, Jace. Now, I know you're very excited about our next topic today, the Windows 10 taskbar. The update is happening as we speak.
The update is on the way. You'll soon be able to download through your Windows updates. And what will it give you? Well, it'll give you a whole heap of news feeds. So widgets, little applications that bring you the light of day, are going to start bringing you news, weather, sport, any kind of information you can sort of think of. And I guess this information is no longer sort of a new thing from the Microsoft realm, but all of a sudden they've decided, well, the rest of the world has got news feeds going to their customers 24/7. We should probably get one happening on the Windows 10 taskbar of all places to put it. So let's chuck some widgets up there and let's give them up to date weather forecast. Let's give them up to date news and sport and whatever else we can think of. And then they'll use their artificial intelligence, Cortana, to, of course, look at what you're looking at to tailor all the advertisements that you might get through it. So there's always a reason behind decisions like this, isn't there?
Sting in the tail, Jace. I could see it coming. Hey, for those of us who've got an iPhone, look out for updates when it comes to the operating system.
Absolutely. Now, Apple quietly released this just last week, I think to coincide with their spring event and their secret iPad launch, which wasn't so secret after all. 14.5 is coming out. Now, they haven't slated a day next week, but said definitely next week. iOS 14.5, I should say, coming out. Now, in addition to that, watch iOS is also coming out, not to mention macOS. So they're doing a little bit of a chain reaction thing here. And this is, of course, the precursor to 15. So, of course, there's a team behind the scenes that are working on the major release, which will probably happen at the iPhone launch in September, hopefully, all going well. But this will be another interesting build and probably some new features. And I'm told that artificial intelligence is now going to only target advertising based on what you're looking at. And I thought, how does that change from what's happening
now? Right.
But anyway, I am sure the brains trust that Apple have got that one well under control. So if you're on an iPhone, iOS 14.5 on the way at an unspecified day of the week next week.
And so we don't cop the ire, the wrath of the net nerd. Folks, please update your devices. Jace gets very grumpy when we don't.
Absolutely. There's no such thing as a bad backup. And look, you could take 1,000 backups and not need them. That's a good thing. It's when you don't take a backup and you need one, that's problem society.
Sounding like my mum this morning. This is Tech Talk with Jace the Net Nerd. Talk us through this one, Jace. You mentioned this to me off air. I'm still struggling with it. A new, I guess, application for Outlook, which is getting, in my mind, a bit bossy.
Yeah, new configuration setting. Now, for those of you that use Microsoft Outlook to plan your day, your calendars and your meetings and so forth, because we're all working, well, mostly all still working remotely depending on where you are, at the moment you might have a meeting set up and you might run that meeting for half an hour on Teams or whatever you're using. Well, Outlook will then say after 30 minutes, no more meetings for 5 minutes. You've worked 30 minutes solid. After an hour, it will say no more meetings for at least 15 minutes. You can't have back-to-back meetings like that and drain yourself. The productivity needs to be right up here. And it will not allow you to schedule a meeting for at least 5 minutes after 30 minutes or for at least 15 minutes after an hour. Because I guess the folk at Microsoft understand that those that are working remotely at the moment are probably doing a little bit more than they should be doing, or perhaps more than what they're being paid for.
But surely the individual should be in control of their own diary.
Absolutely, you should be in control
of
your
bizarre.
Own diary. This is artificial intelligence at its best. It's calculating how much time you're spending in business meetings and saying, no, you need a break.
So, can you turn it off, do you know?
You should be able to turn it off.
Okay.
You should be able to, but very interesting that they've taken that mindset. If I stop for 5 minute break after every 30 minute of study, I'd never get anything
exactly
done.
Exactly right. It's just bizarre. Well, keep an eye on the off function on that one there, Jace.
We will do.
Question time on Tech Talk now. You got a question from Marion.
Absolutely. Very interesting one. Asks, look, I received a file, Jace, and when I opened it, it was nothing but gobbledygook. It did take some time. Why has this occurred? Now, that is actually how Marion spelled it in the email.
Gobbledygook. Is that an actual word IT people use?
I actually think it is. I think it was like that Klingon. It got added to the dictionary way back a little while ago. Now, I'm assuming that Marion has received a file that someone has sent to the recipient in this case, and the recipient does not have the application needed to open it. So PDF's a bad example because browsers can open PDFs fairly efficiently, but let's say someone sent you a Word document, you didn't have Office to open it, and you had nothing compatible on your machine to do so. It would look for the first available application that it thought could open it, and if it didn't, that's when you'd see all this code on screen and otherwise known as gobbledygook. So I'm assuming that Marion has received the file from somebody and she just doesn't have what they have used to generate that file. So a simple phone call to that person should unravel the mystery. And if it's a bit deeper than that, well, there's about 1,000 other things that we can try to get that working. Could be a file extension issue with her machine, mightn't be opening in the right software. There's lots and lots of things. Mm. So that's probably the number one thing that's causing it. So hopefully that solves that problem.
I've got a phrase for you, Jace.
Mm.
Bring back the facts. That would fix the gobbledygook problems.
Absolutely.
Bring back no one's listening, though. No one is listening.
We've got to get people on board with that, I think.
Jace, bring us home with a did you know. What do you got this week?
An absolute mind-boggling, staggering rip-up. Now, you'd be familiar with the name Bill Gates. Has that just a little bit to do with the computing industry since well before I was around? His house in Medina, I believe that's how it is pronounced, Medina, not Medina, as I used to do it when I got to the States. Oh. I was politely corrected. It's Medina.
Okay.
It overlooks Lake Washington over there in Washington State. Now, it took the great man, the legendary of computing world, $63 million to build over 7 years, as you do, because everyone's got $63 million in their back pocket. Now, as recently as 2017, it's estimated to be now worth $124 million, so just gone up slightly.
Wow.
And it's actually called Xanadu 2.0. He actually named his house.
Bill is a fan of Olivia Newton-John. Our Livy, I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, I think it's actually named after a TV show or a series. Something to do with Kane. I just can't quite remember it. I did a little bit of research in the wee hours of this morning. So he's called his house Xanadu, and this thing has everything taken care of, including an underground pool. It's even got a water system that you can hear music underwater with. And it's got... You know, it's double story. It's overlooking Lake Washington. Mm. And apparently he pays $1 million in property taxes each year just due to the sheer size of it.
And the thing about Bill, too, is that he gives back to the community, the global community. So, yeah, he's filthy rich, but he helps out, doesn't he?
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have given away billions in their life. Yeah. And that's his aim, to give away his billions, because obviously he doesn't need it and he's got everything secure. So, and he's trying to solve, in his philanthropy, he's trying to solve third world problems at the moment and bring basic things like sanitisation and water to countries that just simply don't have it, what we take for granted. So amazing work. Take my hat off to him.
That is Tech Talk with Jace the Net Nerd. Jace, love having you on the program, my friend. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure. See ya.